Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Instructions for the Christian life are to read, fill our minds with God's Word, trust, believe Him, then to obey. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time you have provided to us for worshiping you. We praise and thank you for your word that guides us into all truth. Your instructions are very clear, and sometimes when we need help to understand, your Holy Spirit is right there to give us the wisdom and answers that we need for this life. Lord, we want to be more like you. We want to grow in grace and in knowledge about you. And you know us, Lord, far more than we can possibly imagine. We are frail creatures and easily distracted. Please help us to invest more time with you and in your word. Strengthen our faith so that we will be able to trust you even more. Then may your Spirit give us what it takes to obey you, to follow your instructions. You know what is best for us. Please continue to direct according to your perfect plan for us. Thank you for hearing us. As your dear children, we cry, Abba, Father. We look forward to your leading and want you to receive all the praise and glory. Amen.
When my life is over and the battle is done, I have his assurance that the battle was won. And life everlasting is waiting for me. He's made a pathway through the clouds, through the storm, through the desert, through the darkness, through the sea. He's made a pathway through the clouds to all eternity for you. He's the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, and we can depend on His Word. We can depend on His Word.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. A relatively new addition to the Call to Worship ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. If you remember music from artists like The Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, Andre Crouch, Phil Kagi, and Love Song, then visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. Or for music on the go, download the Live 365 app, then choose Christian Oldies to listen. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. That something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
Some days I lose the strength to carry on. Sometimes I find it hard to fight. Yet in the fury of my conflict, you have given me a song in the middle of my darkest night. I will trust in you. I when I cannot stand, I will take your hand. I will trust in I hear you promise you won't leave. So should all this world forsake me, my earthly goods be gone. In my heart I know in whom I have.
An important three-step plan for you to successfully grow in grace and knowledge of God: read, trust, and obey.
In obedience, I will worship you.
I will worship you.
Have no other God.
Have no other God.
Have no other truth. I will bend my knee.
Giving up my life.
as a sacrifice,
as a sacrifice,
in obedience. In obedience,
in obedience,
I will live by faith,
I will live by faith,
strive to hear your voice,
strive to hear your voice,
seek your glorious face,
seek your glorious face.
As your holy word,
as your holy word,
in obedience,
in obedience.
For from him and through him and to him are all things. For from him and through him and to him are Christ who died.
In black, in a motorcade of
begin to fall and our stability grows weak. But Jesus meets our needs. If we only believe, where there is faith, there is a voice calling, keep walking, you're not alone in this world. Where there is faith, there is a peace like a child sleeping, hope everlasting in He who is able to bear every burden, to heal every hurt in my heart. It is a wonderful, powerful place where there is.
When it comes to a strategic plan for a mature, happy, and fulfilled Christian life, here's a winning combination for you. Three wins. A trifecta. Here's the prescription. Read, trust, and obey. Read. Read God's Word. Fill your mind with Scripture, whether it's by sitting down with a Bible or listening to it by using an app on your phone or hearing it on the radio or a podcast. These days, there are limitless ways we can immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Psalms, 1st chapter, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Psalm 119. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word." Folks, we are edified and sanctified by his words. Proverbs 30. "Every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him." John 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Secondly, trust. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." 2 Samuel, "And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. From 1 Timothy, 4th chapter, For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Psalms 20. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving might of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. And then thirdly, obey. I've been a Christian for many years and still have occasional issues with a concept, the question, what if? At times I felt that I was like the king of what if. Yes, I have read His Word, I know I need to and can trust Him, but what if this or that should happen? Well, one of the songs that comes to my mind in encouragement is the one, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. Folks, we ought to obey God, let go of our own desires, let go and let God. He has a plan. Obedience to God's Word is always best. A phrase I've shared with my children and many others over the years when referring to those in authority and especially instructions from the Lord is that it's always best to obey. The first time, right away. Psalm 119, How can a young person stay pure? By obeying Your word. I've tried hard to find You. Don't let me wander from Your commands. Obedience is better than sacrifice of our time, talents, or money. Listen to 1 Samuel 15. But Samuel replied, What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to His voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. God is forever faithful. As you walk with Him through the twists and turns of this life, have faith. Remember the acronym, RTO, read, trust, and then obey His word.
Glory be shed on our way.
And may that be our hope and prayer every day. Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've seen the value of reading His Word, trusting it, and then obeying what He tells us. I sincerely hope that this time has been a significant part of your worship. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you don't understand what you're hearing today and kind of concerned about your future, eternity, in order to have a new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they're wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took the punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell Him that you accept this free gift. Invite Him into your life. Now is the time. You're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. I'm glad that you were able to join us today. I sincerely thank you folks that have us on your prayer list, and a big thank you for those who have written to us. For those who have enjoyed listening to this program, would you please invest a few moments to contact us by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And when you are led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 32, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go still got.